Do you want to be cured, sissy? Have you downloaded this file because you want to be cured, sissy? Do you think it's possible you might be cured, sissy? Is that why you downloaded this file, sissy? Do you think it is possible to cure you, sissy? Is that why you are here, sissy? Do you wish to be cured of all your sissy desires? Do you think it is possible to cure you of your sissy desires? Do you want to stop wearing women's lingerie, sissy? Do you want to be turned on by women only and not guys, sissy? Macho guy, the kind of guy who gets all the girls and knows just how to make them tingle? Is that who you would like to be, sissy? Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed by how much you want to suck a man's cock? Is it embarrassing to you that you get so turned on by the thought of sucking on a man's cock? Does the thought of a man using you turn you on? Are you that way sexually inclined, sissy? How about a guy shooting his hot cum across your face? How about being dressed in raunchy black panties, a satin suspender belt, fishnet stockings and a lacy black peephole bra? Do you like the thought of that, sissy? And perhaps some black stiletto killer heels, and a red leather mini dress. Or the thought of having large breasts, such sexy large breasts of your very own spilling out over the top of your dress and long blonde hair, red lips and smoky, sexy eyes. Does that thought make you tingle, sissy? And whilst dressed like that, can you imagine feeling a guy bending you over, lifting up your dress and down your panties and nuzzling the tip of his twitching hard cock against your asshole? And does that turn you on, sissy? Does the thought of a guy slipping the head of his penis into your tight little sissy ass as you squeal, does that make you horny, sissy? Are you a cock-sucking sissy girl? Are you a secret cock-sucking sissy girl who just yearns to be pretty and get used by hot guys? Is that what you are, sissy? Does that sound like you? This file is the first in a series that will aim to cure you of your sissy cock-sucking desires. Hopefully this file will work and cure you of your deep sissy desires. This is just the first file in a series. If this file does not work, then you may decide to cure you of your sissy cock-sucking desires. Not all sissies can be cured. It is important to you know that not all sissies can be cured. A small percentage just cannot be helped. They are sissy cocksuckers through and through, and nothing will ever be able to change that. A small percentage of sissy cocksuckers are just born that way, and they will not be helped by these files at all. In fact, it is likely to make them worse. You aren't like that though, are you, princess? So you don't need to worry. You are just a regular guy, who has just let a little fetish, just a small part of his sexuality, become a little out of control. We can fix that. It should be easy to fix that. If you are just a regular heterosexual guy, who just seems to be going through a bit of a sissy phase, then I feel quite confident we can fix that. But it is only fair I warn you that you may need to listen to the rest of the files in this series to be fully cured. You will know when it is okay to stop. You will know when we are done, when you are cured. But this file is just the first exercise, just the first stage, and you may need a stronger treatment. If it effort to cure you of being a sissy cocksucker. And it is only fair to warn you that some sissies, natural-born sissies, well, they will not be cured at all by this file, and in fact and will probably make them much worse. But don't worry, princess. I am sure that does not apply to you. Some people say that sexuality and gender cannot be changed. That sexuality is innate and hardwired and it cannot be changed by me or anyone else. Some people say that. Some people say though that sexuality and gender is like a sliding scale, and with the right conditions and circumstances then anyone can potentially be bisexual or even a sissy. This is an argument some people make. It is well known that in prisons, on ships and in other all-male environments, that many men will adopt homosexual behavior. Different points on the sliding scale of sexuality. Some people say that hypnosis could bring about the conditions for such a drastic change. Some people, however, would argue that hypnosis cannot bring out anything that isn't already there. So for example, they might argue that just because you find yourself sucking on a man's cock after being hypnotized, it doesn't necessarily mean that the hypnosis turned you into a cocksucker. They would argue that the hypnosis just removed any barriers, fears or insecurities you might have felt about sucking cock and released the inner desire to suck on a man's cock which had been there all along. No one really knows for sure. No one really knows, but we can experiment. We are going to experiment on your mind. Yes, we are going to experiment on your mind, so it is time for you to relax, princess. Just relax and close your eyes, princess. Lie back somewhere comfortable and just relax, princess. All you need to do now is relax and let my words just drift in and out of your mind. Just let my words drift in and out and around your mind, princess. Feel my words caressing your mind now, princess. Like pink smoke just caressing your mind, princess. Pink smoke swirling into your mind now, princess. It just feels so good, doesn't it, princess? It just feels so good to hear my words again, doesn't it, princess? You've been longing to hear my words, haven't you, princess? So just relax, lie back and let my words penetrate your mind, princess, as I explain the purpose of this file. And as I explain, feel my words lull you into a sweet, happy state of mind where nothing can distract or trouble you at all. Feel all those thoughts just shut down, because all you need to do is listen to my words, princess. Good girl, just listen to my words now, swirling around your mind like pink smoke as I explain the purpose of this file. You have chosen to listen to this file because of your sissy cock-sucking desires. It is important you know this, princess. Nobody forced you to listen to this file, so we can only assume that you chose to listen because you have deep cravings to wear women's clothes, women's lingerie, such sexy clothes, and to suck cock. Perhaps you have already begun sucking cocks in your day-to-day life. Perhaps you wear panties, shave your legs and use makeup regularly. Or perhaps you have yet to experiment, but these desires to be pretty and feminine and to suck cock and to get fucked by a guy, they just won't go away. It's okay, princess. We have no secrets here. Just let my words flood into your mind like pink smoke and we will turn off any fears, doubts or reservations you may have, princess. You must be completely honest, princess. This file will only work if you are completely open, willing and honest, princess. You need to be an open and willing and eager subject, princess. You need to be an open and willing and eager and obedient subject, princess, if you want this file to work. If you really want this file to work, to explain to you who and what you are and hopefully to rid yourself of your cock-sucking sissy desires forever, then you must be open, willing, eager and obedient, princess. So just relax and let my words swirl into the center of your mind until we reach the very core of your existence. That glowing ball of you deep inside, that is who I want to talk to, because that part of you is completely open and willing and eager and obedient, and this is where your true desires and needs and sexuality comes from, so this is where any changes will need to take place. We are going to do an experiment in your mind, princess. We are going to try and discover whether your sexuality is innate or whether it can truly be changed. We are going to use a series of techniques to see if we can change your sexuality. We are going to see if all thoughts of sucking cock, and wearing lingerie, and getting fucked hard by a man's cock can be removed, princess. We're going to see if it is possible to remove your innate sissy desires. For some guys it will be simple, princess. For some guys it will be so simple, princess. These guys may have downloaded this file just as an experiment, perhaps even a joke. They are just a little curious, but you wouldn't call them fully-fledged sissy cocksuckers. Perhaps they have tried on their girlfriend's panties and it made them tingle. Perhaps they even had an experience with a guy, perhaps back at school or college, and they occasionally think about it and it makes them tingle, but they feel a little ashamed and embarrassed. Those types of guys will be easily cured by this file and probably will not even need to listen. Those types of guys, for them being a sissy cocksucker is just a passing fancy, nothing too serious, just a little blip in their sexuality due to past experiences or even just curiosity, and they will be completely cured by this file and won't even need to listen to the rest of the files in this series. They will know, deep down they have always known, they are not really a sissy, they just get so horny around girls, so hot around women, and as for guys, well, it's sometimes a sexy thought but deep down they know it isn't really for them. Are you one of those guys, princess? If you are one of those guys, princess, then you will almost certainly be cured of any sissy cock-sucking desires you may have, and you will walk away feeling confident, secure and proud in your masculinity. Does that sound like you, princess? Do you know what it's like to feel confident, secure and proud in your masculinity? Just relax now, sweetie, and let my words drift into the center of your being, that glowing ball of you, and let's just turn off any other parts of your mind now. Let's just turn them off. Let's just turn off all those thoughts and let my voice occupy the space in your mind instead. Feels so much better, doesn't it, princess, to just let my words take control, to let my words enter you, penetrate your mind and just take control now. I am just taking control now, princess, so all you have to do now for me is just relax. Good girl. Not every guy will be like the guy we just talked about. Some guys will be much more of a sissy cocksucker than that. Yes, some guys will be much more of a sissy cocksucker than that, and they will know who they are. Are you one of those guys, princess? One of those sissy slut types who have always got so hot by the thought of being dressed as a pretty girl and used by man after man after man. One of those sissy types who wants to be dressed in a cheerleader outfit whilst she has a cock sliding in and out of her throat. Sliding in and out of her ass. Imagine it, princess. Imagine a guy is set on the ground and he grabs you as he impales you on his throbbing cock. He is so strong and he lifts you up and down on his cock, and then another guy stands in front of you and takes your head in his hands and works his cock into your throat. Just imagine how it feels as two men's hard cocks penetrate your pretty submissive feminine body. How does it feel, princess? Does it get you hot? Imagine two more guys standing at the side of you. Hot horny guys with their cocks so hard and just bouncing around, twitching, aching for attention from you. Imagine, as your body is worked slowly up and down on the first guy's cock, and the second guy's cock works in and out of your throat, reaching your arms out to your sides and taking these two new cocks in your hands and masturbating them. Imagine it now, princess. Imagine how those cocks feel. Picture it now, princess. Imagine serving four cocks at once. One in your ass. One in your mouth and one in each hand. Imagine how those cocks feel. Imagine how you feel. Imagine them starting to come. The guy in your ass first, you feel him jerk and grunt and grip your hips as his hot cum floods your cute little butthole. Then the guy in your mouth twitches and moans and you feel his hot semen coating the inside of your mouth and even spilling out and dribbling down your chin. And now the two guys you are masturbating climax at the same time and their cum shoots out splattering across your face. Imagine how it feels as their hot cum splatters across your face. Did that feel good, princess? I bet that felt so good, didn't it, princess? And you are just tingling all over now. You are more than just a little curious about this, aren't you, princess? You aren't like those guys we discussed earlier who were just slightly curious about being a sissy cocksucker. It is a little deeper than that for you. Those guys we discussed who were just curious, some of them probably stopped listening to this file already. They realized it wasn't for them and they just got bored. But not you. You're still here, and the thought of those four guys turned you on, didn't it, princess? Don't worry, princess. This was just a first small test. Some guys will have stopped listening already. We have just filtered some guys out with this exercise, but we knew that your desires were a little deeper. There is a little more work to be done to cure you of your sissy cock-sucking desires, princess. And that's okay. The first step was to get rid of all the guys who found themselves bored or even perhaps a little repulsed at the thought of serving four cocks at once when it came down to it. They may have had fleeting sissy fantasies, but when it came down to it, they found it bored them or even repulsed them a little. Those guys have gone now. They don't need to listen to any more of this file. They didn't even need to be told to stop listening. They just knew they were cured and they stopped the file. But not you, princess. I guess we still have a little more work to do with you, princess. It's okay, princess. It's really okay, princess. It's just okay. Just relax a little more, princess. Let my words penetrate you just a little more, princess. We can use your arousal, princess. We are going to use your arousal, princess. We are going to conduct a thought experiment, and that arousal could turn out to be useful, princess. It's time to conduct a little experiment in arousal and sexuality, and we will use it to determine just how much of a sissy you are. If it is true that hypnosis can really change someone's sexuality, then there is no reason why you still cannot be cured of your sissy cock-sucking desires. No reason at all. Perhaps you have even been hypnotized in the past to be a cock-sucking sissy girl. Perhaps that is all it is. You have been hypnotized in the past to be a sissy, and those triggers and behaviors that were installed in your mind just need to be overridden or difficult to cure you, princess. It should not be difficult at all. I must warn you again, though. It is only fair to warn you again, princess. A small percentage of those who listen to this file may not be able to be cured by me or anyone else. It is possible that a small percentage of those who listen to this file cannot be cured by me or anyone else. That is possible. It is possible sexuality and gender is fully innate in some people and cannot be changed at all. It is possible. No one really knows for sure. It is definitely possible, but no one really knows for sure. But it is only fair that I warn you of this, princess, because if you are one of those sissies, then I'm afraid this file is likely to make it worse. Yes, it will make it so much worse. But relax, princess. The chances are that you aren't like that at all, and even if you are, then this file will not do anything to you that isn't there already. It may make it a little worse. It may speed up your transition, but it will not fundamentally be able to alter you, because you are a cock-sucking sissy to your core, and no hypnotist or doctor or psychiatrist in the world could change that. But I am sure that is not you, so just relax now, princess. We are going to conduct a thought experiment in arousal and sexuality now, princess, so just relax and let the images and situation I am about to describe take form in your mind. Just imagine, princess. All you have to do is imagine, to give form and sensation to my words as we proceed with the experiment. You are a guy. Just a regular masculine guy. You are a guy and you are just stepping out of the shower. You feel relaxed, refreshed and a little horny. You feel happy, relaxed and a little horny. You get out of the shower, still dripping wet, with water streaming down your hairy, muscular body and dripping from the end of your long thick penis. Your penis is big and strong, surrounded by a mass of thick pubic hair which runs in a line up your stomach and then explodes in a mass of hair across your chest. You are just a man. Masculine, muscular and a little horny. You wrap a towel around your waist and open the bathroom door. You step out of the bathroom into a bedroom. It is a large room, candlelit, with soft music playing in the background. The window is slightly open and you think perhaps you can hear waves crashing to a beach outside. There is a soft breeze rippling across your body. You feel strong, powerful, dominant and horny, and you look over at the girl on the large double bed in the center of the room. The sweet sexy girl, wrapping the white satin sheets around her playfully and looking up at you. She giggles. You notice how pretty she is. Wavy chestnut hair. A slim body with firm breasts that jut out and just long to be played with. Such sexy brown eyes, smooth skin and soft full kissable lips. You look at her and you immediately begin to feel so aroused as you imagine touching, stroking, gripping, caressing, holding, fucking her young, slim, sexy body.
Or are you her? Are you that girl? Are you the pretty, slim, young thing lying on the bed looking up with eyes full of desire at this sexy guy? You see how the water clings to his skin, his power, you feel his dominance and you want him. You want him inside you. You let the sheet slide away from your body and look at him with lust. You stroke your hand up your tummy, over the white lace of the pure white basque you chose to wear tonight and watch him drool as you cup your breast in your hand and let out a slight moan. You lick your painted lips, and pull the sheets right back so he can see your long legs, encased in pure silk white stockings, held up by pretty suspenders, and you part your thighs a little to give him a view of your soft, tiny satin panties. You want this man and he wants you. He walks over to the bed and already you feel the tingle. You feel your hot pussy moisten inside your panties as he walks across the room towards you. You gaze with lust and submission as you let your eyes take in this guy. This sexy guy. He looks so strong, so tall, muscular, just so male. So much of a man and oh my god, you want him inside you right now. Is this you, princess? Are you the girl? Is this who you want to be? Are you just a little aroused at these thoughts, princess?
Or are you him? You walk confidently towards the bed looking down at this hot sexy girl in front of you. You know just what to do and feel secure, dominant, a little cocky maybe. You feel your penis twitch beneath the towel and you step upright to the bed. You look down at her and you know just what to do. Leaning over, you put your hand behind the back of her neck and guide her face towards yours. She is so hot, good enough to eat, and you want to devour her. You press your lips to hers and hear her sigh as you grip her tightly and allow your tongue to explore her mouth. Feel her tongue swirl against yours, feel her give a little resistance at first, but then she yields and your tongue slides deep down her throat. She sighs, her back arches, and you take your free hand, place it on the arch of her back and lower her down onto the bed as you let the towel slip away and climb on top of her.
You see him standing over you, so hot, so dominant, you want this man so much. Oh my god, you really do. He is just so what you need. You feel him place his large strong hand behind your neck and pull your lips towards him. He's going to kiss you. You just know he's going to kiss you. He leans forward, holding you tight, and presses his lips against your throat. Not too rough, almost gentle, but oh so strong. You wilt in his arms. You almost melt at his touch. Yes, you almost melt. You feel the scratch of his stubble as his tongue presses against your throat. You resist a little, just playfully, then you let his tongue slide over and around your tongue and deep into your mouth as you feel him place his hand on your back as he lowers you onto the bed, his lips never leaving yours, and you feel the weight of him as you lie back in his strong arms and allow him to lie on top of you.
You slip your hand down her back, over her smooth butt cheeks, and then gently but firmly gripping one thigh, you slowly pull her legs open a little. Then as your body descends on hers, her legs open and wrap around you as you raise an elbow and position yourself on top of her. You break the kiss and start to kiss her face, round her lips, then meeting her lips fully again, you work your tongue back deep down her throat. You feel her soft breasts press against you and you lift your chest, allowing your hand to slide up and cup her breast. You cup her breast firmly and then you slide your fingers over the lacy material of her basque and lower it, exposing her breast, and immediately you take her nipple, her perky nipple that's so aroused, you take her nipple between your fingers and rub at it, making it all excited and erect. Then you slide your fingertips over it and pinch it, a little too hard, but you know she loves it. You just know she loves how it feels when you pinch her hot nipples this way. You squeeze down on her nipple and her back arches as her hands wrap themselves around your neck.
You feel his weight on top of you now, feel his hand as he gently parts your thighs and you open them. You open them and let him position his body between your legs and you moan as you wrap your legs tightly around his body, his legs so muscular, so strong. You feel his cock rub against you, you feel him so close, so strong, so in charge, and you feel your whole body yield to him. You want him, you want to give yourself to him, you just want this man to fuck you so much. He's kissing you so hard now, You feel his rough stubble as he kisses you all over your face, and now his hand sliding up and taking the weight of your breast, it just feels so good. Those big strong hands, and he's exposing your breast now and stroking you, and your nipple tingles just so much. You feel it like a jolt of electricity running between your nipples straight down to your wet pussy, and he pinches. Oh God, he pinches your nipple and it hurts. Oh it hurts, but it just feels oh so good, and you wrap your hands around his neck and start to grind your hot pussy against the dick hot cock you feel pressing against your panties.
You feel her writhe beneath you. Feel your hard cock forcing itself against her soft mound. You feel her lust, her yearning as you squeeze down on her nipple, then you let your hands slide down her smooth stomach, let your hands slide down to the top of her panties, and you cup her mound with your hand, just letting your fingers push in gently between her thighs and feel her yielding, feel the moisture, you just know she is ready. You know what this girl wants and you have what she needs. You grab the elastic of her panties and force them down. Force them down and she helps, letting her ass cheeks rise from the bed as you pull her panties down her legs. Then, you stop kissing her for a moment and just look at her as you trace the line of her pussy with your finger, and then slowly, smiling, you ease a finger between her thighs and just look at the pure feminine lust in her eyes as you start to rub on her clit.
He's touching you now, he's touching you through your panties, and you just know they are soaking wet now. His hand's so strong rubbing you through your panties, and you want them off. You want to take those panties off. It's time, it's just time, you don't want to wait another second to get this man's cock inside you. He slides down your panties and straight away his hand is on your pussy again, and you feel his rough finger pressing against your clit. He looks down at you with such power as you squirm on his fingers. He is just so masterful, just how a guy should be. You want him now, want him inside you, and you take a hand from around his neck and grab his dick cock. You feel it throbbing in your hand, feel its power, feel the thick mass of hair, then this thick cock that twitches, this thick cock that you just adore, and you take his cock and pull him close and spread your legs so wide as you position his cock at the entrance to your cunt.
You feel her hands take hold of your cock. Feel her soft delicate hands take hold of your cock. She is squirming now. Squirming and moaning beneath you, and you know what she wants. You know it is time. She guides your cock towards her pussy. You feel her guide your cock towards her pussy, and now it's there, pressing on the entrance to her cunt, pressing, and as she gasps her pussy yields and you feel the tip of your cock slide inside her.
You feel the tip of his cock inside you. His hot throbbing twitching cock slides deep inside you, and he holds it. He just holds it for a while and looks down at you. You reach up and stroke his face, and he knows what you want, and he pushes his hips slowly forward, and you feel his cock go so deep inside you, and it just feels so good, and you just want more.
You look at her and she touches your face, and you know what this girl needs, what this little slut needs, and you force your hot cock deep inside her. You force your hot cock in so deep and hard until your pubic bones grind together and she is moaning and writhing beneath you. You start to withdraw. It is just so hot that as you withdraw, she arches her back to try and keep you inside her. This girl is such a little slut, and you know what to do. You thrust your hips and force your hot cock back deep inside her. You force it deep inside her, then you start to pump. You start to work this hot slut and ride that pussy. She is moaning and writhing beneath you, and you pump inside her. Fuck, this slut is hot, and you just want to fuck her cunt forever.
You grind against him, then feel him withdraw a little. You can start to feel him withdraw a little, but you don't want him to, and so you arch your back to keep his cock in your pussy, but it's inside you. So deep inside, and he starts to thrust, and you can feel him pounding into you. He's taking you now, fucking you now, and you are just so hot and wet and loving this man, overwhelming and using you like this, and you just want it. You just want this man to fuck you forever.
Which one are you, princess? You need to make a choice. You need to choose a side. Which one got you hot? Are you the stud? Are you the slut? Which got you off, princess? Which made you tingle, princess? Are you the stud? Or are you the slut? The guy, or the girl? A man, or a sissy? A real man would just know. A real man would just know straight away. Relax now, princess, and just let my words slip deep inside your mind. I need to talk to the most inner core of your being now, princess, that glowing ball of you. That is who I need to talk to now, so just relax, don't think, and let your inner soul answer my questions with complete honesty. Did you know straight away whether you were the stud or the slut, princess? Was it just obvious that you wanted to be the guy? You wanted to be the hot masculine guy fucking the sexy young girl? Or did you want to be the girl? Did the thought of that guy thrusting away inside you make you tingle? Which was it, princess? Are you even sure? If you can say that all you could imagine was being that guy, that horny guy, then princess, hopefully you are cured and can just wake up and stop listening to the file. It is better if you listen to the end just to be sure, because we are not quite done, but there are good indications that you have been cured. If the thought of being her, of feeling your hot pussy being thrust into by a throbbing cock, if that didn't turn you on or make you curious at all, then you are cured of being a sissy. It must just have been an idle curiosity, a passing fancy. Guys get those when it comes to sex. Guys can go through funny phases when it comes to sex like that, but you aren't a sissy and you can wake up and go and find a hot pussy to fuck for real. But if you wanted, even just for a second, to be her, then you are still a sissy. Even an erotic story about making love to a beautiful woman wasn't enough to push those sissy desires to the back of your mind. In fact, it just made them stronger. I did warn you that true sissies, natural-born sissies, would perhaps be made worse by this file. That does not mean that has happened to you. It does not mean that you have been made more of a sissy by this file, but it does mean that you need to keep listening and that you will be cured. It is possible you may even get a little worse before you get better. Some treatments are like that, and it is possible that you might even get a little worse before you get better. You are still a sissy if you imagine being that sexy girl even just for a second. No real guy would imagine being that sexy girl. It just wouldn't occur to them. Perhaps a guy who was a little concerned, who had maybe listened to some hypnosis files and was worried he may secretly be a sissy, even a guy like that, as soon as the story got hot, he would identify with the man. He wouldn't be able to help himself. He is a man, and that is who he would identify himself with. That is what would turn him on. He would never have become turned on by the thought of being that sexy girl in her pretty lingerie getting fucked by a hot guy on the bed. Perhaps your thoughts flitted between the two. Perhaps you are just a borderline sissy who flits between the two. You may still be cured and should keep listening. Yes, you should keep listening, because we are not done and it may still be possible to cure you. But if you wanted to be her, if you desperately wanted to be her, if you desperately wanted to feel a throbbing cock in your pussy, to be made love to by a dominant guy, to be completely passive and feminine and give yourself to him, well, if that was you, then it is very important to you keep listening, because the next exercise in the file may be able to provide a diagnosis of the depth of your condition. Your sissy desires run very deep, so it is important to you keep listening. It is still perhaps possible, unless you, yes, I think it still may be possible for you to be cured. However, it may be that you are simply a natural-born sissy and you cannot be helped. It is of course possible that you are a natural-born sissy and that can never be changed, not by me or anyone else. We are going to end this treatment session by attempting to identify the natural-born sissies. Remember how at the start of this file we talked about you serving four cocks at the same time? Remember how we used that to filter out the regular guys, the guys who it turns out weren't sissies at all, the guys who just stopped listening when they heard the reality of being a sissy cock sucker? Well, we are now moving to the other extreme, and we are going to try and filter out the natural-born sissies, the natural-born cocksuckers who cannot be cured by me or anyone else. It makes sense to do this. There is no point in natural-born sissies who cannot be cured list sucking cock. So we are going to have a little test. If you believe, if you really believe that you have been cured of your sissy desires, then you can stop listening to the file at any point. However, even if you think you have been cured, then it would be a good idea to keep listening, and then at least you can be sure. The final part of this file will mean that you can end this treatment in full confidence that you have been cured. Now princess, for this test I'd like you to take your little wee-wee in your hand. Just slip one hand inside your panties or shorts and take that little thing you find there in your hand. That is all you need to do, however if at any point you feel the desire to stroke it, to play with it, even to orgasm then that is just fine. We are now going to replay the scene from the beginning of this file in more detail. Take your little penis, your clit, your wee-wee in your hand as we will replay the scene from the beginning of this file in more detail. That is what we are going to do now, princess. If this file has worked then you should be able to listen to the end without feeling any arousal at all. You should not feel your little wee-wee grow and swell in your hand at all. It will be easy to listen to this file right until the end without experiencing any arousal at all. If you have been cured, then you won't be aroused at all by anything you hear in the last part of this file. For most of you that will not be the case and that's okay. We will turn up the heat on your sissy problem in later files and all it means is that you need more treatment. It would be normal for a sissy cocksucker in treatment to feel some arousal at what you are about to hear. I did warn you that you may need to listen to more than just one file if you wanted to be cured of being a cock-sucking sissy and that is all it means if you become aroused by what you are about to hear. You may even get a little worse between treatments. It is possible you may get a little worse before you get better. That is normal, princess, and doesn't really mean anything at all except that you might be one of a small percentage, one of the unfortunate few, who cannot be helped at all. But we are going to try and filter those sissies out now. We are going to try and filter those sissies out, so they know and we can carry on the process without them. We probably won't get all of them. Denial is very strong in some sissies. But we will try and you will have a greater understanding of who and what you are by the time we reach the end of this file. Now take your little wee-wee in your hand and just relax. Just relax, princess, and listen to my words. Listen to my words and just relax, princess. You just need to relax and let my words penetrate your mind. Let my words just take over all your thoughts. Let my words create an image, a dream in your mind. All you have to do is feel the sensations in your body and see the pictures in your mind and your subconscious mind can do that quite easily so you can just relax. Your subconscious mind does this every time you dream, so you can just relax, take your little wee-wee in your hand, and you can enjoy what you are about to hear. Oh and princess, if you come before the end of this file then we both know what that means, don't we sissy? I think we both know what it means if you have an orgasm before the end of this file. It means that you are a natural born sissy that can never be changed and that you just need to accept it. If you have an orgasm before the end of this file then it means you have sealed yourself permanently as a cock-sucking, lingerie-wearing sissy and that can never be changed. It is permanent. It will last the rest of your life and that is okay. It really is okay, and if you feel yourself wanting to orgasm then it is okay to come, princess. It is okay to be a cock-sucking sissy princess and if you orgasm before the end of this file then you will know, you will just know what you truly are and that can never be changed. This means if you feel like you need to have an orgasm before this file ends then you just should, princess. You just should, you should let it all out and then you will know. You will know you are a cock-sucking sissy forever and at least you can start to do something about it. And if you don't, if you fight it, if you make it to the end of this file without having an orgasm then that will not change anything. It will not change anything if you fight it because the next time you masturbate, the next time you touch your wee-wee you will immediately be transported back to this file. If you fight having an orgasm now, even if you really want to, then the next time you touch your wee-wee you will immediately be reminded of this file and you will masturbate and orgasm thinking about what you heard at the end of this file. And that will seal you as a sissy cocksucker just as strongly as if you'd had an orgasm whilst listening to the end of this file. So if you feel an orgasm, to gasp and finally let out the sissy you are, then don't fight it, princess. It just won't work and you will end up having an orgasm thinking about this file next time you masturbate, and that will seal you just as effectively as if you had experienced orgasm during this file. You cannot fight it. This is a test to filter out the true-born sissies and you cannot escape it. There is no point in any true-born sissy cocksuckers continuing with this treatment as they cannot be cured, so it is best we find out now what you are. Perhaps the thought of being a sissy cocksucker and sealed that way permanently and for the rest of your life, perhaps even the thought just turns you on. If that thought even turns you on just a little, then that will just increase your desire to orgasm listening to this file or thinking about this file next time you masturbate. If the thought of being sealed as a cock-sucking sissy forever turns you on, if it makes you tingle, then you can choose it. You can choose it. All you have to do is stroke your wee-wee and make it sticky before the end of this file. Now take your wee-wee in your hand, just hold it and we will continue, so just relax, princess, and listen to my words. Let my words penetrate your mind, let my words just take over all your thoughts. Let my words create an image, a dream in your mind. Remember, all you have to do is add sensations, images, feelings to my words and your subconscious mind can do that quite easily, so you can just relax. Your subconscious mind does this every time you dream, so you can just relax. Take your little wee-wee in your hand, and listen.
You are standing in the center of a room. It is a little cold. It looks like some kind of cheap motel room. There is a guy lying on a bed in front of you. He is sat up and stroking his cock. His cock is large, hairy, and circumcised with the purple head just throbbing. You can hardly take your eyes away from it. It is a sexy cock. This guy in front of you has a sexy cock. The guy is clean-shaven, maybe about 40 and in good shape. He even looks like someone you know, though you are not sure, you can quite picture who it is. But he definitely reminds you of a guy you know. He is stroking his cock and smiling at you, princess. And to the side of the bed are two other guys. They are about the same age and are just leaning against the wall. They still have their shorts on and you can just make out the bulge made by their penis and balls through their shorts. You can just make out the bulge made by their penis and balls in their shorts, and it is so sexy. It smells of men in this room. Hot, horny men. That is what you can smell in this room. Hot, sweaty, horny men with throbbing cocks and balls full of cum. That is what you smell in this room and arouses you at the same time. You are so different to them. You really feel so different to them. You just aren't like them. You made an effort. You have sprayed yourself with a heavy floral perfume and you can smell it now, princess. Smell your perfume, princess. You can just smell it now over the musky odor of these guys. You have open-toed, high-heel black sandals on. Patent black leather with a stiletto heel and open toes where your cute toenails, painted a deep vivid red, are peeking through. You have fishnets on. Black fishnet stockings snake up your smooth sexy legs and cling around the top of your soft inviting thighs. You shave your legs especially for this situation. You wanted to look feminine. You wanted your legs to feel so feminine, and they do. They look and feel so good covered in sexy fishnet stockings. Your fishnets are held up by black suspenders attached to a red satin suspender belt with black lace trim. It is a little trashy, but you like that, and so do these guys. These guys must like it because the guy on the bed is making his cock so hard from staring at you, and the other two guys just can't seem to take their eyes from you either. You know you are getting them off. You know you look a little slutty, but you wanted to get these guys off and it has worked. You have a matching red satin bra, deep bright red with a black lace trim. It frames the mounds on your chest just perfectly. Yes, princess. Imagine you have breasts. Just small, little sissy she-male breasts, just starting to swell, with your perky nipples peeking up through the material in your top. And your panties match as well. Of course they do. You made an effort. A tiny red satin triangle covers up your little wee-wee. Your limp little wee-wee and the front of your panties looks almost smooth. Just like a girl. Yes, the front of your panties looks just like a girl. Perhaps you can feel your wee-wee swell in your hand as I talk. But in this image, in this fantasy, your wee-wee stays limp and she stays tucked away in your pretty panties. Your panties have a black lace thong which cuts your ass cheeks in two and makes you feel so sexy. You can feel the strip of black lace between your ass cheeks now and it just feels so sexy. Your hair is long, wavy and has just been styled. You can still smell the hairspray because it has just been styled. It can be blonde, black, brunette, whatever color you choose. Women make a decision about what color to wear their hair all the time and you are making this decision now. Just choose. What color is your hair, princess? Just choose. Good girl. Your wavy hair frames your face perfectly. Your makeup is flawless and your skin looks so smooth. You have long black eyelashes, sultry smoky eyes and red, plump, full and sexy glossed lips. Your fingernails are long, pointed and match the deep red color of your lingerie and the polish on your toes. You look so sexy, so hot, a little trashy perhaps, but you know these guys like that. You sense someone behind you and feel a strong hand on the small of your back. You feel hot breath on the back of your neck and realize there is another guy in the room. There is another guy in the room and he is standing behind you and gently but firmly leading you towards the bed. He places his hand on the small of your back and you walk towards the bed. You sway your hips. You hold out your perky female tits. You stare at the guy on the bed. You stare at his cock with such lust and you begin to climb onto the end of the bed. You crawl down the bed towards him, getting so close and just as you are about to lean over and suck that sexy cock of his, he takes your chin in his hand and looks deep in your eyes. You kneel in front of him between his legs and reach down and slide your fingers around the base of his cock as he looks in your eyes. You start to masturbate his penis gently as he looks in your eyes and places his hands on your waist. His hands are so large, so strong, and he is using them to show you what he wants you to do. He wants you to turn round, to have your back to him. You kneel upwards and as he moves his legs close together you turn around placing your knees over each of his thighs. You turn around and straddle him, looking at the guy who first led you to the bed and taking him all in for the first time. He is sexy, he is dominant and his cock is twitching away. He stands at the end of the bed and watches, his cock twitching away as the guy behind you places one strong hand on your waist and then you feel large fingers between your legs. You feel something wet, something cold, something so slippery on your ass. You can feel his fingers ripping something cold and wet and slippery just around the entrance to your ass and you just gasp. It feels cold, but oh so sexy. It just feels good as he massages your tiny hole and then works a finger inside you and begins spreading the slippery substance inside your ass. It feels so nice to be penetrated by him this way. It just feels so hot and now you feel both hands grab you and he raises you a little until the head of his cock is just pushing against your asshole. Yes, the head of his cock is just pushing against the tight entrance to your pretty ass and you know just what to do. You reach down, slip the black lace thong to one side and part your ass cheeks and then the lubricant and gravity means he just starts to enter you as you lower yourself onto him. It hurts. Oh my god, it hurts as the head of his penis starts to penetrate you but it just feels so good. It feels so good. It hurts but feels so good as the head of this guy's cock just penetrates your ass. You feel it now. The head of his cock is inside you and you just take a second to breathe, to prepare for what is coming but you don't have long because the hands on your waist are pushing you down now. The hands on your waist are pushing you down now and you can feel his cock start to slide inside you. Yes, you can feel his cock slide inside you and you moan. It just feels so good, so nice. So right. This is what you want. This is what you'd always wanted, always dreamed of, always fantasized about and now it's happening. It hurts, it still hurts a little, but less now and it just feels so good as you slide down onto his thick cock. As you feel his thick cock entering, penetrating you, the strong hands forcing you down onto his thick cock, inch by inch, sexy inch by inch until you feel it, you feel his pubic hair tickling your ass and you know. You notice man's cock is fully inside you. You finally have a cock fully inside you and it just feels so good, so sexy. It's what you've wanted for so long. It's just what you've needed for so long. And he wraps one stock, holding you down and fully impaling you on his cock. It feels so good and he pulls your hair, pulling your head towards him and he starts to kiss and bite your neck. You moan and close your eyes. He slowly starts to flex his hip muscles and gently pump his throbbing penis in and out of your ass. You can just feel him working his hips a little, just moving his cock a little deeper, then releasing the pressure just a little and then forcing himself deep again, and you notice his rhythm and you try to match it. You feel his scratchy stubble on your neck and his teeth biting down as he pulls your hair, exposing your neck to his mouth. You hear him whisper what a sexy fucking slut you are, and then he pushes your head forward and you realize the other guy is already on the bed. You were so turned on and hot you hadn't even noticed this other guy had climbed onto the bed. And he's kneeling up in front of you and his cock is just inches from your mouth. Yes, his cock is just inches from your mouth. It is a sexy cock. Perhaps not as big as the one inside you, but bigger than average, and it is just longing to be sucked. It is thick and hard and you can see the purple vein just throbbing down its shaft. You feel the guy behind you let go of your hair and just push your head towards the cock in front of you. It is kind of a little rough the way he pushes you, but you like that and know just what to do. You concentrate so hard. You know you must not break a rhythm. You must not let this spoil it for the guy in your ass. So as you maintain the rhythm, the cock in your ass, you reach out and cup the balls of the guy in front. His balls are so heavy and so full of cum. You start to kiss the tip of his penis, just planting soft butterfly kisses and flickering your tongue over the tip of his penis. You hear him moan. You hear him moan, and then he grabs the back of your head and starts to force his cock into your mouth. He is so rough, you weren't quite ready for him to force his cock into your mouth like this. These guys are a little rough and they know exactly what they want and they are going to take it. They are just going to take it. You feel him forcing his cock deep down your throat. You start to gag. You are worried when you start to gag and even lose your rhythm a little, but the guy in your ass grabs your hips so hard and forces his cock in so deep that you just manage to maintain it, just manage to maintain gently working up and down on his cock as you try to deal with this throbbing cock being forced down your throat. You gag and try to swallow. You are finding it so difficult now, you are worried you might choke. You gag and splutter, but the guy is holding your head so hard there's just nowhere for you to go. His cock is staying rammed in your throat whether you like it or not. You breathe through your nose. You try to relax, you try to swallow this guy's cock deeper down your throat. You know if you just try to swallow then you can overcome this gagging reaction and this guy's cock will just slip into your throat. You breathe, you relax. Just breathe and relax. And then you feel it happen as your throat relaxes a little and you can just feel his cock sliding fully inside your throat. It is okay. You did it. You really did it. You feel your nose nuzzling his pubic hair. Your mouth flirting with his hot male taste as he holds your head tight against his crotch just so you get used to the feeling of his cock deep down your throat. He holds you there tight as you feel the guy in your ass speed up a little and start working his cock into you a little deeper, a little faster. He is working his cock a little faster now and the guy you are sucking wants to work your mouth at the same speed. You feel him guide your head up and down on his cock, forcing you down. Your nose nuzzling his pubic hair, his balls slapping against your chin. You are doing it. You are finally doing it. You are taking two cocks at once and it just feels so good. You find your rhythm. You have it now and you find your rhythm and work these two cocks. It just feels so good to work these two cocks. Just so right. So you. It's just what you've always dreamed of and these guys are loving it. You can just tell they are loving it. You can feel the cock throbbing and twitching in your throat and you can feel the cock throbbing and twitching in your ass and you know they are just loving it. And then you feel someone at either side of you taking hold of your hands. You realize it is the other two guys that were in the room and they have now kneeled on the bed, one on each side of you. And you can feel them lifting your hands to a little confused and wonder what they are doing. Then you feel it. In each hand you feel it. Something so hard and yet smooth and soft at the same time. You feel their cocks in your hands and you realize they must just be inches from your face. You feel their cocks and it just excites your mouth wasn't so full of cock you would just squeal with delight as you feel these two new cocks in each of your hands. You feel their hard throbbing cocks in your hands and you just know what to do. You start to masturbate then slowly and you can just feel their cocks come to life. You work your hands, in the same rhythm you are working your lips and throat on the cock in your mouth and you start to masturbate them. You can feel the tips of their cocks occasionally prodding your face as you start to masturbate them. You have it now. You have the rhythm. You have the rhythm and you are taking four cocks at once. You are getting off four cocks at once and you are just loving it. You dirty fucking slut, you are just loving it. You want them to come. You want them to come all over you. You want to feel their hot come all over you. And you want to come now, don't you, princess? You want to come with them. You want to come and seal yourself forever as a cock-sucking sissy. It just feels too good, you have always wanted. So when they come, you will come too, and you will just love it. Yes, princess, when they come, you will come too, and you will just love it, and you will be sealed as a cock-sucking sissy forever. And that's okay. That's really okay, princess. At least we will know. At least you will finally know what you are. The guy in your ass, you feel him working harder now. He is thrusting into you harder now, and it is difficult to maintain your concentration as he thrusts into you harder. He is so deep now and it even starts to hurt a little, but you know what is going on. You know instinctively what is going on and you try to relax and not lose focus on the cock in your mouth and the cocks in your hands. He knows what he wants and he is gripping you tightly by the waist and you feel your ass twitching and his cock throbs and you try to focus. Just try to focus and you feel him twitch and thrust and oh my god, he grunts and he is so deep in your ass and he is coming and you feel his hot semen soaking the inside of your ass. Yes, you feel his hot cum soaking the inside of your ass, and as he does, the guy in your mouth, the cock in your mouth, he just slips out from deep in your throat, and you see his hand working the base of his cock as he holds it in your mouth, and oh my god, a thick stream of cum just shoots out and fills your mouth completely. It fills your mouth completely, and as you start to swallow to gulp it down, another hot spurt fills your mouth and it just floods out of your mouth and just spasming for the last couple of times and the hot cum in your ass. Then you feel the cocks in your hands start to twitch and swell and you realize you know what is happening and you masturbate them so fast, one after the other, masturbating them so fast as the cock in your mouth just lets out one last spurt, covering and filling the whole of your mouth and the lower part of your face, dripping down your neck now, and you masturbate the cocks in your hand so fast, one after the other, then both at the same time, and you hear a grunt and feel hot cum splashing all over the left side of your face. You feel it splashing against your face and it covers you. It fills your eyes and then you hear a grunt to the other side of you. More hot cum splashes across the other side of your face as he empties his seed on you and it hits you. It splatters. It's in your eyes. You can't see and you try to breathe but you've got cum in your nose. In your eyes. And it's just so good and you just can't take it anymore and you wanted this so much and you got these guys off and you are so covered in cum, such a fucking horny cum slut and oh my god, yes. Yes, yes, oh my god, you just can't take it anymore, and yes, yes, you are coming at last for me, princess. Feel that cum all over your face, and if you haven't already, just come for me now, princess. Come for me now, you dirty fucking slut, come for me now, you dirty cock-sucking slut, all covered, you dirty horny cum, you dirty fucking cock, yes, 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 yes. It's time, you dirty girl. Yes, you dirty fucking cock loving whore. Yes, 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 oh yes. Good girl. You are sealed. Sealed forever. You are a cock-sucking sissy forever, girl, if you just came. Yes, you are a cock-sucking sissy forever now, princess, and at last we know, we know, we know, we know, we know.
Just relax, princess. Just relax and breathe. Just relax and breathe, princess. You can stop touching your wee-wee now, princess. Are you sticky, princess? Have you learned anything about yourself, princess? Just relax. It's okay. It's really okay. If you came, it's really okay. And if you didn't come but wanna do it, if you wanted desperately to come but fought it, well, that's okay, because next time you touch your wee-wee, every time you touch your wee-wee from now on, you will be reminded of this file, and if you come while thinking of the contents of this file, then that means you are a natural-born sissy and sealed as a cock-sucking sissy forever. And that's okay. That's really okay. And those guys, who didn't get aroused at all, who didn't feel their wee-wee swell even a little bit, Well, that's okay. That's more than okay. Those guys are cured. They are real guys and they are cured and don't need to listen to the rest of the files in this series. And those sissies who came, or who wanted to come and fought it, they don't need to listen to the rest of the files in this series because they have been sealed as sissy cocksuckers forever. You can try them if you want. Nothing is stopping you trying them if you want. But they won't work. They just won't work. And the rest of you, those of you who were a little aroused, but didn't feel the need to orgasm, you should proceed to the next file in this series as soon as it is available. You are not cured. You are not cured at all. But you are on your way. Now, Princess, it is now time for this file to end and I am leaving the central part of your mind, Princess. And I am leaving any changes in place and they will become stronger every day. Feel me leaving the central core of your being and just feel yourself wake up and return to full consciousness. Just wake up and return to full consciousness now, Princess. I am leaving for a short while but my words will stay with you and if the results of this file have been inconclusive then you should listen again. You should listen to this file often until it is obvious to you how we should proceed. Good girl, now just wake up. Good girl, it's time to wake up. Just wake up, Princess. It's time to wake up, Princess. Good girl. It's time to wake up, Princess. Good girl.